as you recognize by the way the text was introduced, we're in chapter 13 of John, the washing of the disciples' feet. And so I want to reflect on that for a moment. The part that precedes our text, actually, first. Why did Jesus do that? Why did he wash their feet? They're already at the table. You wash somebody's feet when they come in the door because their feet are all dusty from walking and they wear sandals and so. Why did he do that? He was trying to show them what he was going to do and then tell us, as he does here, that's what we have to do. Just now, Jesus got up from the table and he acted out what he was going to do in a few hours from then. He took off his robe, he girded himself with the livery of a slave, he did the work of a slave, and then he took back on his own clothes. Though he was in the form of God, Jesus didn't consider being equal to God something to be clung to. So he emptied himself, took on the form of a slave, was obedient unto death, death on the cross, and therefore God exalted him. Do you see what he was doing? It isn't just it's a nice little service. He was acting out for them what he was going to be doing in a few hours. Now the reason that's, well, it's very important in itself, but also it is meant to put our diakonia, our service, under the rubric, under the aegis of the Passion. Our service should be as outpouring of self as Jesus. That's what he's telling us. Now he goes on to the heartbreaking part here in our text about Judas betraying him, which is heartbreaking. This word then, diakonia, we get deacon from it, right? Servant. For instance, in the Gospel of Mark, in fact, in all three synoptics, but I'm looking at Mark in my head anyway. When Jesus goes into the house of Peter's, his mother-in-law is sick. And he goes over there and heals her. And what does she do? She serves him. Now that, on one other level, is a vocation story. You see it? You're healed, so now you serve. Now in Matthew, he's very specific. He served him. She served him. In the others, she served them. They're both true. They're both true. In other words, you have to look, if you wanted to, and understand the preaching of the gospel is a diakonia. It's washing feet. They're not separate. And to serve the brethren is to be in union with Christ. And to pour out your life is to be in union with Christ. So you see, I could, if we had time, there's so many places where, for instance, Paul talks about taking up the collection, right? And he calls it a liturgia. It's a liturgy. It's a diakonia. You see, if we are really plugged in to Jesus, we will serve. And that, you see, is a share in his self-giving. And so, then, we could be sent to preach the gospel, that's a service, right? That's a diakonia. So, I could go preach someplace and have a hard time. Often happens. But that's a diakonia. And if somebody there is touched and they start to give money to the poor, that's a diakonia. We can read in 1 John 3:16. I'm not trying to show off with the numbers. I'm trying to help you remember so you can look it up. It says, in this we know the love. The love that he gave his life for us. It's love. That's the drive in all diakonia, in all foot washing. You see? He gave his life for us. He laid down, it says, tithimi. He laid down his life for us. So we too must lay down our lives for one another. Really clear, right? So now I'm all ready to lay down my life. Oh boy. The next line says, you know what the next line says, right? So if a man sees his brother in need and closes his heart to him, how can you say the love of God is in that guy? Brethren, let us not love in word and talk, but in deed and in truth. Jesus' diakonia cost him something, his very life. So we too have to lay down our lives for the brethren. So we can start by just being serving. Augustine says, coming on this, he loves his first letter of John. Look, you hear what they say? So if you're not ready to lay down your life, at least part with a few bucks. You know? Do something. You see the giving. And maybe we can graduate, you know? Maybe we'll do more. I'm trying to help you see that we're not compartmentalized, you know. It was the monks, the old monks of the desert are great at this kind of stuff. But one of the monks asked our Lord, so what will be my reward? And Jesus said, it'll be the same as Alexander the actor. Alexander gave away almost all his money. So he's doing as well as the guy in the desert. Pretty interesting, isn't it? What makes the difference? Love. Self-giving. You know, if I had $50 million, let's say, I don't, and I built a building, and we're all there, and we're going to cut the ribbon, and we're going to, you know, what do you think the Lord's doing? He's holding his nose, as the Arabs would say. But that's awful. It's just all ego. Whereas somebody with 10 bucks and gives away 5, they're going to go to heaven. You see? Because all service is a share in the passion. And that's the meaning of this text, you see. So then the Lord says, I've given you an example. As I've done, you do. You mean wash feet? Yeah, wash feet. Not just on Holy Thursday. But lots of ways. In the monastery, every Saturday night, we washed everybody's feet. My monastery, 160 guys. We was two of us, so it was only 80. Because that was the day that the server in the kitchen was changed. In other words, it's my week this week and it's your week last week. So together we wash the feet. Why? Because the feet needed washing? Probably not. But to remind ourselves what life is all about. This is what life is all about. Love. And love is service. Right? So that's why Jesus got up, took off his robes, you see, and washed their feet. He was saying, this is what I'm going to do for you. I'm going to pour out my life. Why? Because I love you. And I want you to be free from death and be with me forever. Amen.